What do you think about going right from college to graduate school because of the lack of job opportunities in some sectors?
Bluntly, an awful idea. I really hate that idea.
Why?
You're asking someone to pick their career path and choice and invest a significant amount of time and money when they've never tasted it. It's like me taking you to a restaurant that you've never been to. And I ask you to say, now you've got to pick this one dish and that's all you can eat for the rest of your life. You never tried it.
So you think work experience, go out there, find out what you like, and then maybe come back to the graduate education.
That's exactly right. And so
even though jobs are hard to come by.
Yes. Even though jobs are hard to come by, I would say that's extremely important. To that point, I would say that in that way, MBA programs have it figured out because the average age of most full-time MBA students is 28 years old. Which is really the sweet spot. They've got just enough education. They've tasted just enough dishes on the career menu that they know what they like or don't like. And so there's a little more focus. The other reason why I say MBA schools have it right is because it's still early on in your career, early enough on that you're not so far down the path that it's harder to do it.
And of course, full disclosure, you're teaching in an MBA program.
I'm teaching in an MBA program. But I will say what allows me to answer that in the way that I did is that I have taught with the undergrads. I've taught with the full-time MBAs, with average age 28, 29. The evening MBAs, which pushes closer to 30, 31. The executive MBAs, which are closer to 37, 38, and 40. And then executive education, which is closer to 40, 45. So I see that spectrum. And I hear them talk at different points in their career about what they needed and how difficult it is to do it.
So what would you say to someone who's approaching graduation or who's recently graduated and says, boy, it's tough out here. Maybe I should just go get my master's degree. That'll give me a couple more years, and then I can deal with this crazy job situation.
Take a retail job.
Really?
Yeah.
No matter what you graduated in?
Don't care. Go work at a nonprofit. Go do Peace Corps, AmeriCorps, if you can get in, because those are very competitive programs. But go get some experience where you can react and say, I love this or I don't like this. Because it will help you do two things. It'll help you make a better decision on the right graduate program. So when you make that big investment, you know what you're buying. And it's going to make you more compelling for employers on the other side. So now if I put on my recruiter employer hat, if you've never worked before and you've just gone through school after school after school, I'm going to say to myself, oh, this person's a career student. They don't really know what they want to do. They're escaping. And this is their first time really working. So I'm going to invest all this time and money in them, and they may stay 6 months before they leave and go back to school again. So you don't want that to be the story that your resume tells. You need some career experience. So that way you can be talking about that experience in an interview and not talking about student teams in college.
You're listening to Brandon Smith, our career and work life guru. He teaches at Emory University, as we said, and joins us most weeks at this time. Thanks, Brandon.
Joshua, looking forward to next week.